This parasha is Parashas Pekudei, but we're going to go back to Vayakel because we didn't finish off something there, and we're going to continue with Pekudei. So it says, at the end of Parashas Vayakel, it says, Vayas et ha-kio nechoshet, and was made the kio nechoshet, the place of the washing of the hands, is the kio, the washing of the hands, that every morning the Kohanim used to go, and they used to, before they used to do the avodah, they used to wash their hands and their feet, right? Derech Agav, that's the makor, brings the Rashbin, that's the makor, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that's the makor, that every morning before our tefillah, we wash our hands. Dugma, like an example of the Kohen that washes his hand and his feet before he does the avodah. So says the Ben Ish Chai, we can only wash our hands because we don't have the koach to remove the ruach ra from our feet, only from our hands. Only bizman beis hamikdash could they also wash their feet and the mikdash also the lower parts, the loins, lower parts of themselves, which is the feit. Nowadays we don't have beis hamikdash. There's no way we can wash our hands and feet. There's one time in the week that we wash panav, yadav, or aglav. We actually do wash our feet. That's Shabbos. Shabbos, we have the koach to remove the tumah, the impurities from our feet. Because Shabbos, the worlds come to higher levels of reality. And we're removed from the world, so to speak, of Ra, or the lower worlds. So on Shabbos, we have the ability to wash our feet. So you made the kio nechoshet, vet kano, and its basis nechoshet, b'mar'ot hatzov'ot, with the mar'ot hatzov'ot, whatever this is, asher tzav'u petach oel moed, which was placed in the petach oel moed. What are these mar'ot tzov'ot? Says Rashi here, and Onglis also says, b'not Yisrael hayu b'yadam mar'ot, they had in their hands the daughters of Israel, right, women, mar'ot shera'ot behem, that they would look in them, kushen mitkashtot, in order to beautify themselves. Vaf otan lo ikfu, even those things, to beautify themselves, they didn't keep to themselves, melavir, l'nedavat ha-mishkan, to bring for the Mishkan. Now, there's a tremendous praise here in Rashi, that even these things, to beautify themselves, they brought. Because that's what a woman is. Ain, there's one mandom and tanis, end of tanis. Ain isha ele yofi. It's very important for a woman how she looks. And that's very important, clear of hers, this marot hatzovot. So they gave up, like you said, something which was, you know, very superficial, how you look. That's a very important thing for a woman. They gave up even the kli, the vessel, in which they could see themselves. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Haya mo'es Moshe behem. This is for the Yetzirah. Mipnei shasuim le'Yetzirah. The woman dresses up. She attracts people. And it's made for the Yetzirah. This isn't a good thing. How can this be Nedavas HaMishkan? The Mishkan has to be something which represents, every aspect of the Mishkan represents Shechina B'tachtonim, represents the Divine Presence. Shechina B'tachtonim, it can't contain Ra. How can it contain Taivas? How can the Mishkan represent the Yetzar? How can the Mishkan represent this? That's the Havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means Moshe Rabbeinu midato didn't understand how we could put this thing which represented Ra in the Mishkan. The Mishkan represents the Shechina, represents the Divine Presence. Represents Kedusha. We're going to see the Mishkan Shel Mala. Dugmas HaMerkava. How could that be? There's no Ra there. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, accept them. Not only did he say accept them, it's okay. He said something more than that. Look at Rashi. Ki elu chavivin alai. These are dear to me. Min hakol. What do you mean min hakol? This is more dear to me than any other of the vessels. Hello? More than the Aaron? The Aaron represents the Kruvim. The Aaron represents the Chibul of Elyonim to Tachtonim, the higher worlds, the lower worlds. Min HaKol, says Rashi here. More than the Aaron? Let's read what it says now. Sha'ayedehem himidu anashim tzva'ot rabot. That's why they're called tzva'ot. Many multitudes. B'mitzrayim. K'shuhai ba'aleim yigim ba'avodu. Their husbands were tired from the avodas parak, this terrible avod of Mitzrayim. Hay holchot, they would go. U'molichot lehem ma'achal v'mishtei. Bring them food. U'ma'achilot atam, they feed them. V'notlot ha'mar'ot, and they would take these mar'ot. V'kol echad ro'eh atzma, imbala, and they'd show it in front of the husband. Look at yourself and look at me. B'mar'eh, in the mirror. Umishtadleto bedvarim, they would talk to them. Loma ani na'im imcha, aren't I nicer looking than you? Umitoch kach miviyut lebaalim l'day taiva, they bring on the desire of their husbands with them. V'niskakot lehem, and they would connect with them. V'mitabrot, and they would have children. They get pregnant. V'yoldot sham shenema tachat hatapuach oraticha. The Marat HaTzva'ot, because they heimidu Tzva'ot, they mean the multitude. That's why they call Marat HaTzva'ot. This Marat that brought out multitude of Klal Yisrael. V'naaseh ha'kiyo mehem, the kiyo is made from them. Shuleshum shalom ben ish l'ishto, to place peace between man and his wife. Lashkot mimayim shebetocho, to take the waters from tocho, from in it. L'mei mi shekinet bala, that someone whose husband was jealous of them, and Vinistera, and she, with this man that his husband told her not to be with, she went and was alone with. And now, this Kina, he brought her to the Beis HaMikdash, because he said, you know, something happened, and she was checked. V'teidalecha, shena marot mamash, and now Rashi goes in to say that this, with the marot themselves that were made the kiyo with. It wasn't the dava of the rest of the nechoshes they gave. This was a special nadava, just these marot were given. So now we're being told, this kli, it's not in the Kodesh, it's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's outside, it's between them, it's Beach and the Heichal. We say this is Chaviv min HaKol, Chaviv in Alay min HaKol, because why? Klal Yisrael came from it. And it was used for the Yetzahara. It was used to bring them Taiva. The biggest covet to Kodesh Baruch Hu is when the Ra is Nefach L'Tov. The whole point of Shechina B'Tachtonim is even the Mokom HaTaiva, even the Mokom HaRa, that's changed into good. That something which looks like a vessel that's used to bring on the desire of man, when it's used for Kedusha, to bring out the Jewish people, that's the biggest cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Chavivin Alay Mikol HaKeyim, more than Terah Lifnai V'Lifnei, more than Aaron. That's the biggest covet. These parashas always happen before Purim, because that's what Purim is. Kimu mishikiblu kufa, what happened on Purim, basically, I'm just going to say in a nutshell, is basically for Nahafochu, all the situation which seemed ra for the Jewish people turned into a gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Megillah represents Loshen Gilui. It's a revelation of Matan Torah. It's a revelation of the Yud-Gimel Midas that has brought down its farm in Megillah. And there's various Dilugim of Shem Hashem in Megillah. And the Gro we know says every time it says Melech, it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Megillah is the Hest upon him, where it seems Ra. The Nafochu, the Ra is revealed to be good. That's the biggest covet. That's what the Kiyo represents. And we see that that's what the Kiyo does. That's what Rashi brings. There's a Maisara. The wife was suspected and the husband was jealous, not for no reason. And she was alone with this man that her husband told her not to be with. So there wasn't just a... And the Gemara says that if he was mekaneh, he went in front of two edim and said, don't be with Reuven. And she went and she was alone in a room with Reuven. And the Gemara says, that's reglaim ledava, that something happened. That she's nitma, that something happened to her. And she needs a bedika. What does that mean? Try and understand what it means. It means the worst thing a wife can do to her husband is that. That's the worst thing. That's a breaking of all connection. Kiviyachol, the worst thing that Klal Yisrael can do to Kadosh Baruch Hu is what? Avodah Zarah. That's why the Ramban says, that's panav. When you, Kadosh Baruch Hu's panav alecha, he's on there, because you're making, you're in the makom of his countenance, you're slapping him, you're in his face, so to speak, you're doing something completely wrong. You're replacing him with the ra. You're replacing the ashpa of his good with the ra. It takes a tremendous koach to be mitaret. What does Gemara say? What does Rashi bring here? Make shalom. From such a situation, the kiyor has the koach to be doche the ra and bring it to shalom, bring it to completion, bring it to tov. That's the koach of the kiyor. Therefore, the koach of the kiyor is the ability, our hands and our feet, are those aspects of man where he has expression. Especially the feet. The feet is that which mechaber him to the karka, to the physical. Right? The kiyor has the koach to be metahe. Metahe means, tihu yoma means the clarification of the day, like boker in the morning, gemara in brochas. Yeah, daf beis on the base, yeah? That's what tihu, tara means, clarity. Tihu, the tara of the yadayim v'raglayim, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that's what it's called, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The kedusha, it gives your feet kedusha. It gives the lowest aspects of man, the lowest expressions of man, man's expression in the physical world, kedusha. That's the koach of the kiyor. Because that's the koach of the marot ha-tzva'ot. That's what they did. They took the Yetzirah itself, the nafoch et zeh, and they changed it to good. So that's the koach of the kiyor. And that's why it's chaviv, like you said beforehand, it says in Va'afteh Hashem Elokecha, you should love the Lord your God, b'chol levavecha, with both your hearts, your left and your right heart, even your left heart, which represents the Yetzirah, with both your hearts, even with your Yetzirah. That's the highest covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your left heart, your desires, are brought to Him. And that's also the reason why the kiyor is brought down at the end of all the kelim. It's the last kli that's mentioned, last kli that's explained, is the kiyor. Because it represents the lower worlds. And if you understand the Lashon of Nechoshet is the Lashon of Nachash. So it makes very good sense. The Nachash Nechoshet, right? That the Ra, which is represented in the Nachash, is nitkan, is fixed, nechoshet. The taf of nechoshet, taf, always represents malchus. Now I'm not going to explain that, Ramchal explains this, broken down many svarim. It's the end. Taf is the last letter, represents malchus. 400, the Arba Mot Kesev of Avram. I'm not going to explain why, but taf represents malchus. So the nachash, the chibul of the nachash to the malchus, is nechoshet, is a very, very bad chibul. That was the chibul of the Nachash, the Chava. Chava represented the Malchus, the female concept. So Nechoshet, Nechora, represents the chibul of Ra to Malchus. But we take that chibul and it's mitapech letov, and we bring it to Kedusha. That's the chiddush of the kiyor. The word ki'or needs to be also understood. The difference between ki'or and ki'u. Ki'u represents something which is disgusting. in Hebrew, ki'u. Kaf, yud, ayin, vav, resh is ki'u. The difference between something which is disgusting and ki'o is the removal of the ayin. The ayin represents 70 umos, the 70 nations of the world. It represents the 70 facets of the Yetzer Hara. The ki'o removes those facets and brings it to Kedusha. That's the ki'o. Now we're starting Parshas Pekudei. It says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the Pekudim, the countings, I suppose, of the Mishkan. HaMishkan, the Mishkan. Mishkan Ha'edus, the Mishkan, which is a testimony. Asher Pukad, which was enacted Al Pi Moshe, through Moshe. Avodas HaLevim, the Avod of the Levim, Biyad Itamar Ben Aaron HaKohen. That was in the hand of Itamar Ben Aaron HaKohen. And then it says, Ubetzalel Ben Uri Ben Chul Amati Yehuda, Asad Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe. He did all which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded at Moshe. And there's a big Rashi, which we did last week. Now, here, we have to understand why it says HaMishkan, the Mishkan, and there's Mishkan HaEdus. So Rashi comes to explain, says, Shnei Pa'amim, it says HaMishkan, Mishkan, Remez LeMikdash. It's a hint to the Mikdash, Shenit Mashkan, that was taken as collateral, B'Shnei Chorbanin, in the two destructions of the temple, the first and the second destruction, Al Avonotem Shel Yisrael, because of the sins of the Jewish people. That's why it's a Loshon. The Loshon of Mishkan is Loshon Mashkon, Loshon of collateral. That was taken from us. We had a chov. We had an obligation. What was that chov caused through? Because of our avonos, our sins. That's what chov means. Right? Your chayev. Right? Or, the Loshon in Aramaic for sin is chav. Right? Okay. Now it says, that was, we should have been paid, our sins should have been paid. Instead, the Mishkan was taken, instead of taking away who? The person who did the sins. Instead of Chas V'Shalom, there being a destruction of the Jewish people, the Mishkan was taken away. It's Mishkan HaEdus. Why it says Edus? The Mishkan is called HaEdus. It's Edus, it's a testimony to Israel. Shivita lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMais HaEgel. That he excused them, or he forgave from them, the Maisa Egel, Share Hashishra Shchinato Benehem. He placed his Shchina Benehem. I'm going to see in the end of the parasha with our comments of Mishkan by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So now, we're seeing two aspects of Mishkan. It says, Ha Mishkan, and then it's Mishkan HaEdus. There's a Mishkan of Edus that we no longer have the Chet HaEgel with us. Now, it's not, it doesn't mean, it didn't say Nimchal, it says Vite. Vite, the difference between Nimchal means it's gone. Vite means it's still there, he just doesn't look at it. But when you do an Avera, Chas V'Shalom, like Rashi says, there's no Avera that doesn't have with Chet HaEgel. He's only Mevate to you on the Chet HaEgel if you don't do Averas. You do Averas, you have the Chet HaEgel with it. Why does it say Hey Yediyah by the first Mishkan, word Mishkan? Ha Mishkan, and the second Mishkan is without a Hey Yediyah. Mishkan HaEdus. So, there's a remez here that the first Mishkan, the first Beis HaMikdash, because Mishkan and Mikdash are the same thing, the Gemara says that, yeah? The first Beis HaMikdash with a Hey Yediyah. The first Beis HaMikdash had Hashra Shechina, was Mishkan Shel Shlomo. The Mikdash of Shlomo, there was a chibur of Elyonim leTachtonim. There was a complete gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mikdash was as it was supposed to be. Shlomo was sholet, that's why it's called Shlomo, Shalom. Was sholet, made peace. There was a completion in the world, in the higher worlds and the lower worlds. It was a complete Beis HaMikdash. The second Mishkan, which was built after Purim, right? After the second, was a shell in comparison to the first. It didn't have the Hei Yediyah, it wasn't the main Mikdash. And wasn't, didn't have the Hashra'at Shechina, it didn't have a Pnim. says the Ramchal was just a chitzoni, a mikdash chitzon. It was like a vessel in comparison to the pnim, the inner internality of the first mikdash. That's why the first Mishkan says Ha Mishkan with a hey, representing hey idea the Mishkan, which also represents hey Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, that he was shore in the Mishkan, in the first Mishkan. And the second was just an aid, is a testimony that Kodesh Baruch was with us. But it wasn't the same level of Mishkan. It wasn't the same level of Kibul. That's another thing we're learning from here. Another thing Chazal says, the Rabbeinu Bechai and other Mephoshim brings, is why it says Mishkan twice, and Mishkan Aedus. It says, because the Mikdash, there's two Mikdashim. There's the Mishkan Shalmata and the Mishkan Shalmala. That's why the Ikka is the Mikdash Shalmala. That's why it says Ha Mishkan. Hey, dear. The Mishkan, the Mikdash Shalmala, and the Mishkan Ha'edus, the Mishkan Shalmata, is an Edus, is a testimony that there exists this higher Mishkan. I.e., now you have to understand here, it's coming to tell you that the lower Mishkan is a testimony to the Merkava, to the chariots, to the higher worlds in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects, i.e. the Mishkan is dugma, is an example, and the Kalim and the Mishkan itself is a dugma, if we understood the way each Kli is made and where it's placed and the exact relationship between all the Mishkan, we would understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol connects to the world. We understand his Merkava, his higher Mishkan. This Mishkan is an edus, is a testimony, right? Just as a Rabbeinu Bechai brings, just as an aid, a person giving edus, giving testimony, he's revealing something which is hidden. Basin don't know what happened. Comes an aid, and he reveals that which is hidden. So too, the Mishkan, which is called Mishkan Edus, reveals the hidden Mishkan. Understanding of the lower Mishkan is understanding of the higher Mishkan, i.e. the way Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. That's why the Mishkan represents the whole reality of the world. It's a microcosm of the whole world. That's why understanding the Kelim, understanding the whole setup of the Mishkan is really an understanding of the whole world. So Rabbeinu Bechaya mentions a few of the connections between the creation of the world and the creation of the Mishkan. Just as the Mishkan represents, kivyochol, the creation of God's place, how God connects, so the creation of the world, within the creation of the world, is how God connected to the world. So now it says, nearly says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it seems to me, ki mitoch haklal hazeh shelamadnu nuchal lechadesh velehotzi ksat min hapratim. We can see a few of the details. V'hu shematzati min hanigdiim ha'ele. Ki keshem shekatu bebriyas ha'olam. Just as it says about the creation of the world, ele todos ha'ashamayim ve'aretz. These are the generations of the heavens and the lands, right? The earth. Against this pasuk we found in the Mishkan, Eile Pkudei HaMishkan. That's our verse here. Eile Pkudei HaMishkan. Right? It says, Bihi Baram, the world was created. Right, that's the next one. Kashem Shinibra Olam Behei, was created with Hei. Shinibra Behi Baram, with Hei he created the world. Vadao Shorazal Behei Baram, with Hei was a world created. This world is with the Hei. The Olam Abad with the Yud. Right, that's a Rashi in the beginning. Kenegdo matzino b'mishkan, kavod Hashem male et ha-mishkan. The kavod of Hashem, hey, right? Fill the Mishkan. Ki ha-hey kavod Hashem. The hey is kavod Hashem. Okay? The ken loshen Mishkan, the loshen Mishkan itself, is loshen Shechina, the dwelling of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us. Lishkon kvod ba'artzeinu, right? Is the kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in our land through the Mishkan. Kashem sha'olam ala b'machshava, and just as the world was ole b'machshava, Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his thoughts, Libarot Tchila first, V'achach Nazu Maisa B'Shesh Yamim, and he created it in 6 days, Kenegdo Timtza B'Mishkan, Lachshov Machshavot, was thoughts, V'achachach La'asot, and then it was made. Kishem Sha'olam Nivra Lo Chova Rak Nadava. The world wasn't created because it had to be, through the Nidvas Alev, so to speak, through the wantingness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chesed, and through chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenema Olam Chesed Yibane, the world was created with chesed. Kena Mishkan Ivna Derech Nadava. The Mishkan was made through the giving of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving of the Jewish people, Asheid Venu Libo. Kol Nadiv Libo Yivir. V'kashem shiski shem Elokim, the name of God, Elokim, b'chom ma'isa breishis, v'achar kach shem hamiyuchad, shem havaya, ken, b'yom asot Hashem Elokim, k'negda timtza b'mishkan, achar shiski kvod Hashem malei et ha-mishkan, the kvod of Hashem, shem havaya, filled the mishkan, shu k'neged shem Elokim, hiski Hashem hamiyuchad, v'ama ki anan Hashem al ha-mishkan. There's Anan Hashem al Mishkan. That needs to be understood because it's saying Shem Havaya. So can you read the Kavod Hashem is Keneged Elokim? That needs to be understood. The Kashem Sha'olam Nivra B'Shtei Midot, Midat Rachamim Midat Adin, through Midas of Mercy and Midas Adin, Kenegdo HaMishkan Nase B'Shtei Umanim, Betzalel, Meshevet Yehuda, Keneged Hashem HaMiyuchad, right? That's Shem Havaya. V'Ohaliyav Meshevet Dan, Din, Dan is Din. Can I get Midas Hadin? Get Midas Hadin. Okay? Okay. He also wants to say the Lashon of Mishkan is Lashon of Hamshacha. That it's the Mishkan is Kelav, and the Mishkan itself is Dumion, is a Dimion of Migdash Shomala. Right? That we're Moshech, we draw the Koach of Kiryachol Mishkan Shomala, the Merkava Shomala. So when it says these are the generations of the heavens and the earth, that means from this statement came all the protim, all the details of the heavens and the earth. The toldos, these are the toldos of the heavens and the earth, right? That means there's an av and there's a toldos, there's a father and there's that which is born from it, that's which came out from it. So it says, Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, the pekudim of the mishkan, the counting, so to speak, of the Mishkan is the placement of each part of the Mishkan, i.e. each emplacement of the different things. That's where this parasha goes and tells you this is here and this is there, gives you the whole setup of the Mishkan. Placing each thing in its proper place. That means all of Toldos Shamayim Va'aretz is in the placements of this parasha in the Mishkan. If we could really understand this parasha and the exact placements of everything in this parasha, we'd understand all Toldos Shamayim Va'aretz. Then the second one, the world was created with hay, right? And the Mishkan, we see Kvod Hashem fills the Mishkan. I ki hay hu Kvod Hashem. Right? So we're saying that the Mishkan represents the gear. What's the purpose? Behei Baram. The world was created with hay. Hay means heilech, means expression. The world represents God's expression in the world. So too the Mishkan represents the covered, the honor, the biggest honor the person can have is that his will is expressed. That's what the Mishkan represented. The Mishkan represented the tzura, the form of the hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvod Hashem, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed in its proper order, its proper state. The world doesn't always represent that. That depends on us. If we have, our tachlis is to make the world into a Mishkan of Hashem. The only place that actually is Mishkan Hashem is the Mishkan itself. And we have it. Not having the Mishkan Hashem means even the Mokum of Har HaBayis isn't a Gilu of Kvod Hashem. That's terrible. That's why it's Hest upon him. We don't have Kvod Hashem. At least when the Mishkan was there, we have Kvod Hashem. That means the order of the Mishkan, the setup of the Mishkan, is in the way of the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he created the world. He created the world Legilu Kvodo, to reveal his covered, to reveal his will, his order. That's the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Then Loshen Mishkan is Loshen Shechina, right? Right? Because this is the place, because Baruch Hu just created the world in which to dwell with his people. This Mishkan, at least, is a place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see he dwells within the world. Just as the world was Machshava first and then was made, so it's Mishkan, it was Machshava and then Maisa. Machshava always represents when you, if I want to do something, first I'm thinking about doing it and then I actually do it. I Machshava represents the Tachlis, the purpose. So the Machsheves HaMishkan represents the Tachlis of the Mishkan. So that we actually did last week's Parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas, right, Parshas Truma, etc., was explaining first the Kelim, then the Mishkan, and then the, it was made in Machshava, it was first Kelim, then Mishkan, and then in Maaseh, it was Mishkan and then Kelim. We said that's the difference between the world of Hasaga, the world of revelation, and the world of action. I.e., we want to bring our actions to the level of revelation. I want to reach that level of revelation through our actions. That's what that represents. So that's the purpose of the whole world. That's the whole purpose of all mankind. Just as the world was created with chesed, olam chesed yipane, the world had to be created with chesed. Because the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is rotzen le'tiv le'bruav. He needed to create a world in there to be nivraim, in there to be creations, in order to le'tiv lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. That's a complete act of goodness, the creation of the world. So to the Mishkan had to be done through our action, kiviyachol, of creating a makom, a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh keneged zeh. Just as he created a world for us through chesed, we have to create a world kiviyachol for him through complete chesed. Yeah? Just as in the world was created with Shem Elokim and then Shem Hashem, right? I ala b'machshava to create the world alpi midas adin, and then it was shitef imo midas harachamim, he brought in it midas harachamim. So the Mishkan has two lishonos. It says kvod Hashem, and then that's keneged Elokim, that's alpi din. Alpi din, the world has to be, or the Mishkan has to be a revelation of the kavod of Kadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. has to be alpi din, has to be exact. And but then we have another concept that there's Shem Hashem is Shochin in the Mishkan. That means even when Klal Yisrael, within a limit of Rachamim, aren't a complete covered of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, aren't Al Pi Din, the Mishkan still with us. The Mishkan can be Kvod Hashem, i.e. Al Pi Din, but can still be with Klal Yisrael, even Al Pi Rachamim. I Kodesh Baruch Hu even dwells with us, Al Pi Rachamim. We're not a complete gilui of his kavod. We're not in tune exactly with his rotzen. That's what kavod means. Kavod to a person means when you listen, you know, you're doing his rotzen. You mechabed a person when you're doing his rotzen. When you're not doing his rotzen, that's a steer to his kavod. Your father tells you to do something, you don't do it. That's not kavod. He asks you, you bring him something, you mechabed him. Kavod is also when you don't even know his rotzen, when you say you know his rotzen without even saying it to him, and you're doing something for him. So the Mishkan can also be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also dwells with us, even when we're not completely in tune with that rotzen. We're not doing exactly what it says, within Rachamim again. Okay? Just as the world was created with the midah of Din, right, and Rachamim, so too the Mishkan was made with Bezalel, who's Shevet Yehuda, Keneged Shem HaMiyuchad, Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei without the Dalet, and Aliyah from Shevet Dan, which is Midas Adin. Why the world was created with Midas of Din and Rachamim? Because there has to be a balance between Chesed and Din. The world was created with Rachamim. There's a side of Onesh and a side of Chesed. Otherwise, there wouldn't be Kiyum. Right? There wouldn't be an establishment for the world. If there was too much chesed, mankind would go berserk. If there was too much din, mankind wouldn't stand. So there has to be a balance between din and chesed. So to the Mishkan, which represents this concept, has to have this balance of din and chesed. I.e., if it's complete kvod Hashem, it's din. It's a representation of din. And we're living exactly al pi din. But there has to be give us the ability, because the Mishkan, the purpose of the Mishkan is to, we bring korbanos. When you're chote, person does a sin, he brings a korban la Hashem. It's a korban la Hashem bedavka. It brings him back, back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's tshuva, that needs Shem Hashem, that needs a hay. Like we say, tshuva, the hay represents in tshuva that gives us petach, an opening to come into. Tshuva has to be b'midas harachamim. So the Mishkan has to have this midah of rachamim, has to represent the kavod of Hashem, that means how the world should be in an exacting way. But it has to have the rachamim in order that we can come back when we go away. We can come back through hakrovas hakorbanos, the bringing of the korbanos. Korban Lashem, that's Hashem, that's rachamim, tshuva. Now in the end of the parasha, and we're speaking out the building of the Mishkan. Ve'aviyu, it's all finished. Ve'aviyu et ha-Mishkan el Moshe. We brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Et ha-oil ve'et kol kelav. The oil and all its vessels, krasav, connection, krasav, its beams, brechav, amudav, adanav. All what needs to make the Mishkan, we bring to Moshe. Right? And Moshe now makes it. Yes? Kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe, right? They did it. Ken asu bnei Yisrael et kol avodah. V'aya Moshe saw et kol hamalocha, v'hine asu ota, and he did it. Kasher tziva Hashem ken asu, v'yavarech ota Moshe. And Moshe blessed them. Yeah. The children of Israel did it, like Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, and Moshe benched them. Now, Rashi asks a question here. Vayevita Mishkan, they brought this Mishkan to Moshe. Shelo hayu, says Rashi says, Shelo yochlim lakimo, they couldn't. Bezalel, Oliav, they made, Kochach Melev, they made the Kalim, they made the Mishkan, but they couldn't be making it, they couldn't put it up. Shelo asa Moshe shum malocha b'mishkan. Moshe didn't do any malocha. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the standing up of the Mishkan. No one could put it up. Machmat kovet hakrashim, the heaviness of the beams. She'en koach ba'adam lezokvan, there's no strength of the person to put them up. Moshe emido, Moshe put them up. Amar Moshe tnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, ech efshar kamato al yedei adam, how can a person put this up? Amale asukata biyadecha, you get involved with your hands. Nira kemikimon, it appears as if you're putting it up. Vuhu niskaf, and it goes up by itself. Vukam me'elav. Vuzeu shenema, vuhukam ha-mishkan. Didn't say hikim ha-mishkan, it says hukam. It was placed me'elav, in of itself. It's a tanchuma. One, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he didn't have any involvement in making of the Mishkan, so he was given this. And second of all, no one could lift up the krashim because they were so heavy. Hello? You know, these krashim weren't so heavy. Physically, they weren't so heavy. What was so heavy? Right? A few guys, you know, with a few ropes. We could put it up. We could make it. What's so heavy about the krashim? What's impossible to make? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no human being can make the Mishkan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look as if you're putting it up, and I'll put it up. That says, hukam ha-Mishkan, it's done me'elav. What are you talking about? Moshe represents panim el panim. Moshe represents panim el panim dibei Hashem. He represents full connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hakama of something, the building of something, says the Gro. The Mishkan that was put up by Moshe was never destroyed and could never be destroyed. It was put up by a person who had complete connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mikdashim, there was a flaw. Somewhat on the level, it wasn't on that level of being making, therefore could be destroyed by man. Anything that man makes, and man himself has a chisaron, has a lack, it's possible to be destroyed. Something which is made by a person who has complete connection, like Moshe Rabbeinu, cannot be destroyed. since the Mishkan represents the Panim El Panim Dibei Hashem, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu Dibei Mekadosh Baruch Hu, Panim El Panim. It represents the sea of Kirva, the height of closeness. It has to be set up with a person who has that height of closeness, i.e. the establishment of a place in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to dibeh, is going to speak panim upon him, needs to be by a person who's speaking panim upon him. Because only Moshe Rabbeinu actually dwelt there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of Kadosh weren't there. The place where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke panim upon him, kivyochol, he was building a home for him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a place for anyone else. No one else could go there. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to see in the pasuk, at the end of the parasha, couldn't go there when the Anan was on the Mishkan. This level of Kedusha was only associated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, only he had the ability to live in that level of Kavod Hashem. Kavod is that honor, that revelation of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory. That's why the heaviness, covered, comes the word, honor comes from heaviness, weight. That's why it was heavy. The Mishkan was heavy to lift it up. Because the covered, the weight that this place represented was too heavy for anyone to hold. The only, and even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be in the place of the Mishkan. It needed a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help him, and me'elav it was built. Such a level of kavod, such a level of glory of a Kadosh Baruch Hu be represented in the Mishkan, couldn't be held by man. It needed a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help Moshe in order to receive that level of kavod. That's not a level of kavod that a person, that's not a level of weight that a person can hold. That's why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu could do it, because only Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Panim upon him. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could reach that level of Kavod. And that's what speaks now. At the end of the parasha here, it speaks, the next psukim speak about Moshe's relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon, the first month, b'shana hasheni, the second year, b'echad l'chodesh, hu kama mishkan, i.e. rishon l'nisan, the beginning, first of Nisan, the Mishkan was put up, right? Vayakem Moshe et ha-mishkan, and Moshe established the Mishkan, v'yitein et adana, v'yisam et krasha, v'chule, right? Vayakem et avun, amudav, right? All these things. Now, I forgot to explain one thing. Why dafka the crushing? Why dafka the beams was heavy? Why the beams were heavy to be placed in the Mishkan? Simply speaking, that's a heavy part of the Mishkan, yeah? But that's not the point.
No, I didn't mean it.
These beams were the beams that of the trees that Yaakov Avinu planted, Lashem Shamayim. I.e., these beams had the highest darga, had the highest level of Shem Shamayim. It was the Shem Shamayim of Yaakov Avinu, Bechir HaTorah. That's why it was Ma'amid, the Mishkan. The standing of the Mishkan is the beams of Yaakov Avinu, i.e. the Amud HaTorah. The Mishkan represents the Gilui of Torah. So those beams which stand the Mishkan, V'yakom Moshe the Mishkan, which he made it stand, these beams which make him stand, is the Amudim of Torah. Moshe, who represents Torah, is the only person that can stand up beams of Yaakov Avinu, which who was the Amud of Torah, the beam of Torah. So that's why Dafka in the beams was the Koshi, was the difficulty. Right, Rashi says. And that's why in the end of the parashat now speaks about the Anan. Veichase Anan et ha'ol mo'ed. V'kvod Hashem male et ha'mishkan. The kvod the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the Mishkan. V'lo yachol Moshe lavoh la'ol mo'ed. It was even too much for Moshe. Moshe couldn't see the kovod of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kovod, the heaviness of this revelation was too much for Moshe. That's why Moshe couldn't. Inside a man, he couldn't be making the Mishkan, right? כי שכן עליו ענן וכבוד השם מעלה את המשכן. קודם כל הוא פיל את המשכן. ובעלות ענן מעל המשכן יישאו בני ישראל בכל מעשיהם. ענן went up, children would move according to the ענן. ואם לא יעלה הענן, לא יישאו עד יום העלתו. They would move until the day that it went up. כי ענן השם על המשכן יומם, the day, ואש תהיה לילה בו. And the fire, the pillar of fire, would be there at night. לעיני כל ישראל בכל מעשיהם. So here Rashi asks, how comes? וכתוב אחד אומר, ובבא משה לאומר, משה did go in there. בא הקדוש אישי והכריע ביניהם. Comes the third pasuk and tells the difference, comes to explain between these two psukim. כי שכן עליו הענן, אמרו מעצה, כל זמן שהיה עליו הענן, the ענן was on the mishkan, לא היה יכול לבוא, משה couldn't come. נסתלק ענן, נכנס ומדבר עמו. Then משה רבינו came in and spoke upon him and Hashem. I have a direct speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the Mishkan in of itself represents something that man cannot reach. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't reach. That's why it had to be set up in of itself. It only looked as if that Moshe set it up. It was Me'elav set up. Because man, that cover, that level of glory of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, man can't reach in this world.
Even if he's able to speak.
Even Panim HaPanim doesn't mean, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see the Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saw in the back, Kesher Shel Tefillin he was showing. When it says Panim HaPanim, it means that he didn't see, his the Nevuah of Moshe was, Moshe asked a question, he got an answer. It wasn't through a chida, it wasn't through a mare, an appearance like the other Nevi'im. It was a clear speech. But he didn't have that level of clarity to see Kodesh Baruch Hu upon him upon him. He didn't understand the hanhog of Kodesh Baruch Hu so clearly. That was even from Moshe separated. The covet of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the revelation of that hanhog, even from Moshe Rabbeinu, couldn't understand. That's what it means by the Anan, when the Anan was shochen on the Mishkan, and there was a revelation of God's hanhog, God's involvement to the world. Moshe Rabbeinu had no hasag of that, had no connection to that. Only when it was removed, Moshe Rabbeinu had a concept of its ha'ara, of its radiance, but not it itself. I'm going back now to what the bracha was. So it says, Vayavarech otam Moshe. Moshe benched them. What was the bracha? Rashi says, Amalem, Yihi ratzon, let it be the will, in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shetishrash shchina b'maisi yadechim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's shchina will dwell in their actions. What was the bracha? Vayihi noam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneu. Right? Maaseh yadeinu konaneu. That's the bracha that he benched with the noam of Hashem Elokeinu. The noam, the pleasantness of Hashem, will come upon the Jewish people. Why noam? Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom comes with koach, we can't receive him. It has to be with a ni'imut. It has to be on a level that we can receive him. Right? This was the tefillah of Moshe. Now, actually, this is the tefillah we say Motzei Shabbos to connect Shabbos to the week. We say at the end of Shabbos, Vehi Noam, right? Why do we say Vehi Noam? It's the same thing. The Kedusha of Shabbos is something we can't reach. This pasuk Vehi Noam is bringing the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's what we say in the Tefillah. It's brought down there. It's bringing the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week. I bring the highest level. Shabbos represents Me'ein Olam Haba. Represents the concept of Mishkan in time. That's why on Shabbos, we explained last week, we don't need to build a Mishkan. Shabbos doesn't need Mishkan, because Shabbos represents Hasaga. Shabbos represents the higher worlds, Olam Haba. Kvod Hashem. To bring Kvod Hashem down into the world, it has to be done with Ne'imus. We have to be able to be a vessel to receive it. That's why we say Vehi Noam. Vayhi Noam is brought down into the world. With Ne'imus it's brought down into the world. The Divine Presence is brought down with Ne'imus in a way that we can receive it. I.e. through a vessel called a Mishkan that can hold that Divine Presence. Because if Chas V'Shalom, the Divine Presence comes with Koach, with strength, we'll be broken vessels. We won't be able to accept that radiance. That'll cause Chas V'Shalom our death. And that's related, this is what we said in Matan Torah, the first Dibrot. There was a death and a resurrection. they couldn't receive, they weren't on the level to receive that level of connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It caused them death and resurrection. The Malachim brought them back to death, but Klal Yisrael couldn't receive that level. That's why the only first two Dibros they heard. The Mishkan is the way in which we can receive that revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Ne'imus. And only Moshe Rabbeinu could enter there. And there's only the Kohanim can serve there, and they have to be special people. And only Kohen Gadol can go once a year, Lifnai V'Lifnim, with Anana Kateris. You with me? The Mishkan represents the Ni'imus, the pleasantness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, that only with this Ni'imus can we receive the Divine Presence. And that's why this Pasuk has also said, Motzi Shabbos, to receive the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week, has to be brought in with Ni'imus, in a way in which we can receive it. That's what Ni'imus means. Someone speaks to you, he speaks to you pleasantly, you can receive his words. Divrei Chachamim b'nachat nishmaim, the words of the rabbis are heard with nachas. They can be heard with pleasantness. Someone speaks to you harshly, you can't hear his words. The pleasantness has to be. That's why the Torah, the Lashon for the Torah is Darchea Darchei Noam. The ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness. Right? The Kol Netivotea Shalom. And therefore, all its ways are ways to come to completion, to peace. The purpose of the Mishkan is to bring Shalom to the world to its completion. That's why Shabbos is Shabbos. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. That's why we greet Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a concept of reaching Shlemus. On Shabbos, we reach that Shlemus. I explained last week. The 6 days of the week, you toil to reach that completion. And on Shabbos, you are making for yourself whatever you did in those 6 days, you receive on Shabbos. Me'ein olam haba, like the 6 days, 6,000 years, and 7,000, we receive Yimot HaMashiach and olam haba. That's what this Mishkan is trying to do. The Mishkan is there to bring us to this matzav of Shabbos, of Malei Haaretz Kvodo, that the whole world will be full of the kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as the Mishkan is full of that kovod. So, why Shmos finishes with this? Why Shmos finishes with this inyan? Shmos starts off with the Shemos, the Tachlis of the Jewish people. The Tachlis of the Jewish people is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. This is done in Parshas Pekudei. The Mishkan is this place, and where the people who bring the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmos Bnei Yisrael, where the people who brings the shame Hashem into this world. And that's how the parasha finishes off with the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is that place where we, through the Mishkan, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality to the world. People come to the Mishkan, they see the Nisim, and they get reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world comes to the Mishkan, they see his reality, and they get reconnected. If we had the Mishkan today, everyone would go and they'd see the Nisim and they'd see the clarity and they'd have that clarity of Malei Haaretz Kvodo, the land is full of the covet of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that reality of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they would reconnect to the Creator.